Dear friends, on Sunday, February 11th, Suburban Orthodox Congregation and the Institute for Jewish Continuity are hosting our annual dinner and comedy show, our most important fundraising initiative of the year. We will be taking the time to honor those who have given so much to build our kehila, and we'll be taking the time to honor those who have given so much to help build up the Institute. Our educational arm, the Institute for Jewish Continuity, has allowed literally learners from all over the globe to participate in our shiurim, to be part of the dynamic process we call Talmud Torah, to learn and to grow each and every day. But we need your help to continue on our sacred mission. We need your support to continue to spread the beautiful light of Torah literally to every corner of the globe. If you could attend the dinner, wonderful. If you could place a journal ad, fantastic. And even if you're not local and can't do either, we would urge you to please take this opportunity to help support our enterprise of holiness, our enterprise of Talmud Torah, our enterprise of Achdus. Our Kehillah brings together so many. Our Institute spreads Torah to so many. And you could partner with us in helping us to continue this beautiful and holy dynamic. Visit www.suburbanorthodox.org and you'll see the banner there for the Elan Gold for the 60th anniversary dinner and show. Make your reservation, place your journal ad, and make your contribution. I thank you in advance for partnering with us. I thank you in advance for your commitment to helping us continue our holy work, and I hope that you will be privileged to grow and to learn together for many years to come.
We'll see, we continue this week in Parshas Yisro, in the holy words of the Piagets and the Esh Kodesh. So the Rebbe writes the following, quotes the Pasuk, Vayishma Yisro Kohen Midyan Chosein Moshe, Eith Kol Asher Aso Elokim Moshe L'Yisrael Amo, Ki Yotzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Yisro, the Kohen Midyan, the priest of Midyan, the father-in-law of Moshe, heard all that God did for Moshe and the Jewish people, his nation, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And Rashi says, Mashmua Shama Uba. So remember the pasuk says, Vayishma Yisrael. Yisrael heard. So Rashi asks, Nu, what did he hear that made him come? What did he hear that made him come to join Klal Yisrael? So Rashi says, Kriyas Yamsuf, he heard about the splitting of the sea, Umelchemas Amalek, and the war with Amalek. So the Rebbe asks a very simple question, which is asked by many of the Mefarshim. V'nodas kusha b'sifrei, quotes from his father, b'shar svarim kidoshim, mashal Rashi mashmua shama uba, harei apasik mefarish ki Hashem hotzi es Yisrael mimitzrayim. Why does Rashi ask, what did Yisro hear that made him come and join the Jewish people? The pasuk explicitly says that he saw, that Yisro heard all that Hashem did for Moshe and the Jewish people, and that he took Klal Yisro out of Mitzrayim. So why does Rashi say, Mashmua Shama Uba? What did Yisro hear that made him come and join the Jewish people? It's clear what he heard. The Torah tells us what he heard. Ava Kabbalas HaTorah, so ultimately again, so the Rebbe says something very beautiful. Ava Kabbalas HaTorah, so again, the kasha is, it says, Vayishma Yisro. Yisro heard all that God did for the Jewish people and that he took us out of Egypt. And then Rashi asks, what did Yisro hear that made him come and join the Jewish people? And then Rashi gives a variety of opinions. Either he heard about the splitting of the sea, the war with Amalek, and the obvious question is, why does Rashi need to look for additional things that Yisro heard that made him want to join the Jewish people when the Pasuk explicitly tells us what Yisro heard? He heard that God took the Jewish people out of Egypt. He heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Jewish people out of Egypt. So therefore, the Rebbe gives it a beautiful interpretation. He says, Aval, Kabbalas HaTorah B'Meid Barai. So remember, again, we received the Torah in the desert. Ve'efsha l'rameiz gam l'hosh she'isa b'sefer HaKadosh Beis Aron Devei Rashi, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Remember, the Pasuk in Devarim says, say it every day, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Literally, hero Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol ma'odecha. So the Pasuk says, you shall love HaKadosh Baruch with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your means. What does it mean, you shall love HaKadosh Baruch with all of your heart? So the Rashi says, Rashi says, "Bechol levavcha" means "Shlo yehi lipcha chalak ala makom." which literally means your heart should not be divided against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What that means on a basic level is that it's easy to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu when times are good. It's easy to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu when God does what I want, how I want, when I want. But the greater challenge, ultimately, again, is to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all times, even when things are difficult, to still believe in the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what it means. You have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavcha, with all of your heart. Shelo yeh libcha chalok al hamakom. Your heart should not be divided against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I should have a love for the Ribono Shel Olam, no matter what happens to me in life. The Amar B'Kodesho, the Beis Aaron, has a beautiful interpretation. Shelo tomer b'makom hazeh efshar lavod as Hashem, u'b'makom hazeh e efshar li, rak b'chom makom tzrichem lavod as Hashem adkan. So the Beis Aaron says so beautifully. He has a different interpretation. Shelo yelibcha chalok ala makom means that a person should not think, he understands makom as literally being a geography. Person should not say, I can only serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, but I can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. If I'm in this place, in this city, in this community, in this shul, that's where I could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I can't serve God elsewhere. A Jew is not allowed to say such a thing like that. Shelo yeh libcha chalok ala makom. One's heart should not be divided, literally again, on the place. Your geography does not have to impede your spirituality. No matter where you are, you have the ability to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a meaningful and profound way. Rak b'chol makom tzrichim lavod as Hashem. Lochein. Ilu kiblu Yisrael asatora ba'artzom ba'eretz Yisrael, hayu choshvim sherak b'mkoman u'bebesam, efshar lahem l'kayim osa, v'lo kishim b'golo u'mituradim, v'lachim nosan Hashem lahem asatora b'midbar, b'derech tiltul, sheyedu shebechom makom tzvichem l'kayma, k'ne'emar le'el sholei lipcha chalok ala makom. The Piagetzna therefore writes, the Rebbe writes so beautifully, that this is why, you know, if you think about it, where would the idyllic spot for Sinaitic, or I should say, for Torah revelation have been? And the truth is, I think we would have said that, you know what, if we would have waited till we got to Eretz Yisrael, go up on the Har HaBayis, the Makom HaMikdash, the site of the Akedah, give us the Torah there, on the future site of the Beis HaMikdash, that would have been dramatically amazing. Yet, that's not what occurs, and instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah where? Literally, in the middle of nowhere. Literally in the middle of nowhere. What's the point of that? The point of that is had HaKadosh Baruch Hu given us the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, one might have erroneously thought that you could only have Torah, you could only have spirituality, you could only have God and a connection to God in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He literally gives us the Torah in the middle of nowhere. In the middle of nowhere. To say, even if you're in the middle of nowhere, even if you have no spiritual trappings around you, even if you don't have a framework of community, you're not in Eretz Yisrael, you're in the middle of Mamish, in the middle of the desert, if you want Torah, if you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's accessible to you. That's what it means. Shelo yeh libcha chalok al hamakom. Never think for a moment that your geography is the determinant of your spirituality. If you want God, He is accessible to you wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, the Ribono Shel Olam is there as well. So the Rebbe goes on, he says so beautifully, Lachain, Efshar Rashi Zal, Shoel, Kazos al Yisro, Mashmo Shama Uba, Lama Hutzrach Lovo, Ki Haya Yacho La Sheves Bebesov, Lishlach Lamosha Benu Shishlach Lo Ezi Ishmi Yisro, She Gairavi Elam de Torah, Kimosha Hu Shav Lebeso La Gairis Bene Mishpachto. So says the Piagetzna, now we understand what Rashi's real question is. Rashi's real question is, Mashmo Shama Uba. Why did Yisro have to leave the comforts of home in order to join the ranks of Klal Yisrael? In other words, what Sinaitic revelation teaches us is that no matter where you are, even if you are quite literally in the middle of nowhere, even if you are literally in the middle of nowhere, you have the ability to connect to that Kodesh Baruch Hu in a meaningful way. So Mashmu Hashama Uba. Why did Yisrael feel compelled to take leave of Midian and to go join Klal Yisrael in the desert? After all, Yisrael could have sent a message to Moshe. Moshe, send me a Rebbe, send me a tutor, send me someone to teach me Torah. I'll learn here in Midian and Shalom al Yisrael. Why does he have to uproot himself from his home, go on the road, go to the middle of nowhere to find God? Again, Kabbalah Satorah Sinaitic revelation teaches us, Shelo yeh libcha chalok al hamakom. You don't need the geography to be the determinant of your spirituality. Wherever you are, you could find God. So why did Yisrael feel the need to uproot himself from Midian and join the Jewish people in the middle of nowhere? So what does Rashi answer? Rashi says, oh, because he heard about the splitting of the sea and the war with Amalek. What does that mean? Ki Amalek ratza lekarerem. Ve'eich ze ola b'dayto shiyuchal zos achar kriyas yamzuf. Sherasa shifcha la'ayam mashal ra yicheskel v'yishayo. Aval Amalek choshev kevan shem baderech. Chas v'chalila yuchal lahem. Af shekvar hayu b'madrega gedola kizu. V'ze asher karcha baderech. So I'll say, so listen to what Rashi, listen to what the Piyajasna says. Rashi says, Mashmo Shamoba, what caused Yisro to get up and leave Midyan? The question is not what did Yisro hear. The question is, why did Yisro feel compelled to leave home when we just said before that Torah could be acquired wherever you are? We get the Torah in the middle of the desert to teach me. So why did Yisro have to leave the comforts of home? So what did Yisro hear that made him uproot and come to Klal Yisro? Kriyas Yamsuf or Mechamas Amalek? That after the splitting of the sea, where literally again there was such an intense divine revelation, that literally again the regular maidservant was able to see that which even the greatest of the prophets weren't able to see. Yet even after that, Amalek attacked the Jewish people. Now, what's the Havamino? Why did Amalek even think for a second that they could be successful in this attack against the Jewish people? And the answer is, because Baderech. They thought that since Klal Yisrael were transient, since they were in the middle of nowhere, since at the end of the day, even though they had the splitting of the sea and they defeated Egypt, but since at the end of the day they're baderech, they're in transience, right? They're ultimately not settled. So because they're not rooted to one particular place, then what? They're weak. And because they're weak, we have the ability ultimately again to attack. Lachin Amar Yisrael Imkein, Lo Dai Lekabalas HaTorah Bebesi Bilvad, Ela muchrach ani laleches shamo ulekablo baderech gamkin, vaaz uchalios Yehudi gam bebeisi. So at that moment Yisrael realized what Amalek thought was our greatest weakness is in fact our greatest strength. You see, Amalek thought that because we are baderech, because we were on the way, because we were a bit nomadic, therefore by definition we are weak and vulnerable. What Amalek didn't realize is that even when we are nomadic, even when we're wandering, even when we're baderech, even when we're bamidbar, shaloye lipcha chalak al amakom, we have the ability to have strength in our spirituality, even if we are not rooted geographically, even if we don't have a home, even if we don't have a place, even if we are nomadic and traveling. The power of the Jew is that my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is independent of my geographical circumstances. Amalek, and that's why, again, whatever happens to us, and wherever we are, we have the ability to maintain allegiance and fidelity to our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What Amalek thought was the weakness is in fact the strength of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Yisrael understood that part of the dynamic of joining Klal Yisrael was to be baderech with them. Not from the comforts of his home in Midyan, but to go ahead and experience the desert with them, to experience the nomadic experience with them, to feel what it meant to travel this day here, this tomorrow somewhere else, constantly be on the move, yet still maintain. You see, even when Klal Yisrael wasn't rooted geographically, we were still rooted spiritually. Yisro needed to tap into this dynamic and therefore again felt the need to leave the comforts of home and ultimately join Klal Yisrael Baderech. Ultimately again join us on our way, join us during our nomadic journey. So what comes out from this Piyajetna is something, a number of different things. First of all, an incredible insight into Shema, when it means V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. What does it mean? Love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart. Shalai lipcha chalak ala makum. To number one, love HaKadosh Baruch Hu in good times and in difficult times, but also to realize that my relationship with God is not tethered to any geographical location. I have the ability to be a passionate Jew. I have the ability to be an inspired Jew, no matter where I am geographically. I have the ability to answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what my external circumstances are. Yisro, Amalek thought that was our weakness, that we're nomadic. Yisro understood that that's our strength, and understand the power of the Piyajetna's message to his kehila. Here we are in the middle of the Warsaw Ghetto, and remember again, the Rebbe writes in his introduction to this section on the Parsha, he says, Parshas Yisro, b'Shabbos zeh ha'isi be'chavei. That Shabbos he was hiding. He was hiding. So there must have been some type of action, some type of roundup in the ghetto. And what is the Piyajetna saying to his kehila of the brokenhearted? He's telling them, look, Right now, our geographical circumstances are horrible. Our external circumstances are horrible. But the strength of the Jew is that my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu need not be dependent on my geographic comfort. My relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu need not be dependent on being geographically rooted in one place. Here we are in the ghetto, and the boundaries of the ghetto are changing every day. And where you live one day is not necessarily where you're living in the next day. And the ghetto gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And we're constantly geographically displaced. It says, Tyre Yidin, Prussian Jews, just remember, Shlo Yelibcha Chalok Ala Makom. Just remember again that our ability to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu defies any external or geographic realities. It's not only when we are back in Piaget, it's not only when we sat in the Beis Medrash, it's not only when we were surrounded by our families, our friends, by our Kehillah, that we can have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even in the midst of this Gehenim, even in the midst of these horrific circumstances, we can still have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could still connect, we could still daven, we could still learn, we could still engage in Avodas Hashem. Yisro understood this. You see, Amalek, the Nazis, Yimach Shema V'Zichram, they think that if they take away our homes, they think that if they take away our karka, they think that if they take away our geography, that they're going to detach our spirituality, but it's not true. We have the ability to maintain our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what is happening outside of us. Yisro understood this lesson and therefore left the comforts of home in order to join the ranks of Klal Yisrael. And says the Rebbe Piagetzna Tis Chassidim in the Warsaw Ghetto, that's our avoda now. The geography, the makam around us is always changing. And I'm sure they had this foreboding feeling that it was only going to get worse. It was going to continue to change over and over again. Our job is to sometimes tune out the externalities, to sometimes tune out the geography and the external realities around us, and recognize that the power of the Jew is the ability to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter where we are, no matter when we are, no matter what is happening around us. That was the chizuk that Rebbe gave to his precious followers on Parshas Yisro and Tavshin Aleph, and it's the message we have to internalize as well. That sometimes, again, it's easy to serve HaKadosh Baruch when times are good, but sometimes when there are external problems, sometimes we feel spiritually challenged. The power of the Jew is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu baderech, even when we're on the way, even when we're nomadic, even when life is tossing me around a little bit and I feel listless, I feel homeless, I feel like I'm not rooted or grounded in any type of external reality or geographic reality, even in those moments. May we be zochet to find the same strength as well, to find the ability to carry on in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when the geography is not as we want, even when the externality is not as we want, to recognize that our ability to maintain a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is independent of everything that is happening around us. Halavai, we should be zochet not to have to draw on this strength. But should we have to, because our circumstances become personally trying or chas v'shalom nationally trying, may we find the koach of Yisrael, may we find the koach of Klal Yisrael, may we find within ourselves the koach of the Eish Kodesh, the koach of the Piyajetzna. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening and a good Shabbos.